A gunman opened fire outside the student union at Florida State University on Thursday, killing two men and injuring at least six others, authorities said. The suspect, identified as 20-year-old student Phoenix Ickner, used his mother's former service weapon in the attack before being shot and wounded by police. Tallahassee Police Chief Lawrence Revelle said officers responded swiftly and neutralized the suspect after he refused to comply with commands. Ickner remains hospitalized with serious but non-life-threatening injuries. The shooter's mother, Jessica Ickner, is a longtime deputy with the Leon County Sheriff's Office. Sheriff Walt McNeil said the weapon used was her previous service handgun, retained after the department upgraded its firearms. Investigators are probing how her son gained access to the gun. The motive remains unknown, but authorities confirmed the victims were not students. One additional person was injured while fleeing the scene, and all six injured individuals are in fair condition, according to Tallahassee Memorial Healthcare. Students and families scrambled for safety during the shooting. Some hid in elevators and bowling alleys, while others were locked down in classrooms and dorms.